I'm Megan Dewdney. I'm an associate professor of plant pathology and an extension specialist based at the Citrus Research and Education Center.
You talk to growers about, there isn't black spot near me, what do I do? What was the advice?
One of my few pieces of wisdom have been to tell people to sort of be conscious of their area and know whether they are located in an area where black spot may have spread to but not be symptomatic yet. So black spot can hide in what we call a latent period, which is where the fungus is spreading and growing but it's not showing symptoms yet, and that can be up to 5 years. The other thing is to become familiar with the symptoms of the disease, do your own scouting, or you could consult with the CHIRP program, who are quite willing to come out and do multi-pest surveys in your area, and then also just learn what you may need to do. And then just be aware of the problem and if it's spreading to your area.
But don't go applying different chemicals unless you see symptoms, correct?
Yeah, I don't know if it would be beneficial for people to spend money or even be effective to spend money on a problem that they don't yet have. I think it's best to wait until they do see symptoms and then start taking some actions at that point in terms of fungicide applications.
The last I heard, black spot was confined to Hendry and Collier counties. Is that still the case?
There have been in the last year or 2 years some blocks now in Lee County, where at least are now fully within the quarantine zone. I can't remember for sure if black spots been found in them, but I think there have been a couple. We now have some quarantine areas, I think it's 2 TRS in Charlotte County as well, but as far as I understand, there's no actual finds in Charlotte County.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.